Welcome back, everybody. I'm glad we didn't have the section there where they said the BS word, Dan. Way to avoid that. I was always shocked when I heard it on FM stations. They would not censor it. I would be like, when I was a kid, I was like, wow, cool. Nick DiGilio here. We're back. And that was Great Moments in Vinyl performing at the rehearsal. And that, of course, is obviously Money by Pink Floyd. And Great Moments in Vinyl. We love these guys. It's some of the best musicians in the city. Lindsey Cochran organizes the whole thing, and it's a unique concert experience. They tell stories behind the songs. And this Friday, they're going to be performing Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and Wish You Were Here at Martyrs, 3855 North Lincoln Avenue. You can check out greatmomentsinvinyl.com. And there is more information on our Facebook page as well. But let's the aforementioned Lindsey Cochran, let's first welcome him to the show. Lindsey, how you doing?
Good morning. Hey, thanks so much for having us back.
Always a pleasure. You know that.
I love coming with a new album to tell you about, and this is going to be a good one.
Yeah. No, these are two of my, I mean, you know, Pink Floyd, I adore Pink Floyd. I like all stages of Pink Floyd. I like the early stuff, you know, with Sid Barrett. I like the middle stuff, and then I like when Roger Waters basically just took the whole thing over.
But the Dark Side of the Moon is such a turning point album, I think, for anyone who's a rock fan. You know?
Oh, yeah. No.
Album that, yeah, it taught us that albums could be a work of art on their own.
Oh, yeah. No question. And again, it, you know, for that incredible period of time, it was on the charts forever. Like, it was on the Billboard charts forever.
Let me look at my notes. I think 591 weeks was the actual record. That's consecutively.
Yeah.
I think in total, because it came back here and there, maybe a total of like 900 weeks.
Isn't that crazy? I mean,
that
it really
nuts.
It's nuts. All right, well, Lindsey Cochran is here, and we'll have another guest. John Bowes is his name, and he is a musician who is also going to be performing with Great Moments in Vinyl as they pay tribute to Pink Floyd on Friday night. Again, tell everybody about Great Moments in Vinyl.
Yeah, Great Moments in Vinyl. It's a band that celebrates albums. We just got a nice little interview with Robert Rohde of New City, and let me just quote something he said from there. Yeah, if there's a point on which otherwise contentious music critics agree, it's that the classic LPs of the past six decades aren't just happenstance collections of successful songs. They're cohesive statements that provide both singular artistic vision and attendant catharsis. Now, that's a lot of words, but basically what it's saying is these are special albums, and what we try to do when we play these albums is recreate that special moment. They're songs that were strategically programmed to take you through a specific experience and leave you on the other side somewhat changed. And that's what we try to do when we play them live.
Yeah, that, and it's great, too. And you entertain everybody with great stories and information and all kinds of cool stuff, and you always pick really good records, and they don't get much better than Dark Side of the Moon or Wish You Were Here.
Well, you know, one thing that Robert said that really touched me was he talked about how when we tell these stories, we play these songs, what we do in that club is create a sense of community. You know, it's a group of people who are digging this album.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like come look at us and watch us play this stuff. It's more like, hey, let's share this great music together. We love it. You love it. Let's enjoy it again.
Outstanding. And you always get great musicians, and one of them is here. It's the first time he's been on the show. We've had, you know, you bring in a lot of great musicians. We've had so many of them on the show, you know, repeatedly. But introduce the next guy we're going to talk to here.
I tell stories. I play bass, and I know people who play guitar and play piano and drums and that sort of thing. But sometimes you need a guy who can play a saxophone or play a woodwind instrument, play the flute, or throw in some extra harmony vocals or some percussion as needed. So John Bowes is a musician I met several years ago. I think we're working on maybe the seventh or eighth show. We're up to like 40 shows now with Great Moments in Vinyl. But John came along when we were working on a Police show. And yes, Nick, there's not a lot of sax on a Police album. But we found out some ways to work him in. He played some flute on some songs. And basically, he's been with us in many shows ever since. The Van Morrison show that we did. I'm blanking out on some of the others. But, Rolling Stones. So John's a guy who's been around town just doing amazing stuff with all sorts of people. I'll let him tell you some of the people he's played with, but I love having him on the set with us. He's going to be doing all the Dick Perry saxophone.
There's classic sax stuff on that record. Classic. Mm-hmm. And I understand, is Rachel Drew is doing the vocals?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
A female vocalist, not only to sing all the high oohs and ahs,
yeah,
but there's great gig in the sky.
Oh, that's the thing right there, Lindsey. That's that.
You know, I wrote to Rachel. I said, hey, would you like to have a star turn with us?
That's true, man. All right, well, listen, let's welcome John to the show, John Bowes. John, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey,
happy to be here.
Good. Happy to have you on, sir. Now, let me tell you, so how long have you been playing music? And you play saxophone. What else do you play?
Sax, flute, clarinet under duress.
John, you're being too modest. You don't play sax. You play soprano, you play alto, you play tenor, you play barry.
Yeah, all the saxophones, basically.
Yeah. Was that your go-to instrument when you started playing music? Were you attracted to the sax?
Actually, I wanted to start out playing flute, and I started out in a summer band program that was about a mile from my house, and I would walk there, and most people don't know that flute takes probably more air than any other instrument because you blow half of it outside the instrument. So after about 2 weeks of walking home dizzy, like weaving down the road, I decided that wasn't for me. And the neighbors were kind of worried. You know, here's this 12-year-old kid looking like he's drunk in the afternoon. So I decided to move to saxophone, and yeah, been on saxophone ever since. And then went back years later to reclaim the flute.
Got it. Now where are you from, John?
I grew up in Toledo, Ohio.
Mm. And how did you end up here in Chicago?
Well, bounced around the country playing with, you know, different bands and such. Lived out in L.A. for about 4 years. Went to Tucson, Arizona for a couple of years. And then came up to Chicago from there after playing with several people in the blues scene that had played in Tucson. And we backed them up. And I enjoyed them and wanted to get to a larger city. And at the time, my ex-wife, when we moved up here, she had... Her family was from Davenport, Iowa. Mine was still in Toledo. So it was a nice midpoint for the families.
Sure.
So we decided to come up to Chicago.
And I'm looking at some of the people that you've played with, and it's pretty amazing, John. I want to hear about it. I got Aretha Franklin, The Temptations, Smokey Robinson, The OJs, Lou Rawls, The Supremes, The Funk Brothers, The Dells, and I mean, and it just goes on and on. That must be so cool to have played with these incredible talents.
It's wonderful. Yeah, it was so funny. The first time I played with Aretha, I was just in awe. I mean, she is the queen of soul.
Yeah.
And there's a reason that she has that moniker. And, you know, so I'm watching her. I'm just like going, damn, this is Aretha, man. And I was like paying so much attention to her that I missed like my first four entrances. The rest of the saxophones came in. And I was like, oh, darn.
Yeah. You know, yeah, well, that's pretty funny because not a lot of people can say the sentence, the first time I played with Aretha. That's you know what I mean, John?
Yeah, I guess not.
That's pretty great. So when you switched over to the sax, and where did you play the sax, in like a school band or anything?
I played in a school band, yeah, and while I was playing saxophone in the school band, I also played bass guitar, and I was playing in rock bands that we were putting together when I was like 16. And in fact, you know, the first few gigs, our parents had to drive us around to go play the block parties and whatever. And I remember rehearsing with the band. My best friend lives in California, was in also. He moved out there. We were, you know, grew up in Toledo. But back in the day, you know, when you're first listening to music, you think, oh yeah, the first line of the song must be the title, you know. So I'm rehearsing with this band, and they're going like, "Okay, next song we're going to show you is this song by the Beatles called 'I Think I'm Going to Be Sad.'"
That's fantastic. Let me. I want to backtrack here for a second, John. As a 12-year-old kid, what attracted you to the flute? Because it's unusual for a 12-year-old boy to gravitate towards the flute. What was it? It wasn't Jethro Tull, was it?
It wasn't. No, I really don't have a recollection of why. I've always found the sound attractive. You know, in the right hands, you know, like around Powell or Galway, it's just wonderful.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know exactly why. Flute just seemed to me like a cool instrument to play.
That's
maybe
cool.
It was like, maybe as an early channeling of Ron Burgundy. I don't know.
So you can make fire shoot. You can make fire shoot out of your flute, John. Is that what you?
Yeah. Watch this.
That's great. Okay, so let me ask you this: growing up, what were you listening to? You know, you finally settled on the sax. You enjoyed the sax. What were some of your musical influences when you were growing up?
Well, when I was younger, yeah, around the house, my folks had kind of, you know, older style music. So I wasn't necessarily so into that, but I started when I was playing in high school. I started listening to a lot of, you know, Chicago and things like that.
Yeah.
After I stopped playing bass, and my buddy, you know, we had a band together, and then he moved on to a different band. I moved to a different band, and then he was like called me up one day and said, "Hey, we need a sax player in this band." And I said, "Well, why don't you just fire your bass player?" He's like, "No, man, we can't do that." So then I kind of went back, and that was it. Sax. I went back to sax, or, you know, I should say took saxophone out of the band room at high school where it had been kept. And, you know, we had our own band together, and we were, you know, it's like these young kids figuring out songs off records. So Chicago, Edgar Winter's White Trash was a big early influence. Who else?
Blood, Sweat, and Tears and all?
Blood, Sweat, and Tears we listened to. And then in 1974, I was walking through a department store, and the record section had this sound coming out of it that was just blowing my mind. And I went over, and I was like, "What is this band?" And it was like, "Oh, it's a band from San Francisco called Tower of Power."
Oh, there you go.
That was it, man.
Yeah. Now, listen, really quickly, John, we do a thing here every Friday morning on the show called Fly Jams Friday, where we play like the music of Motown and funky stuff. And now, someone who's played a lot of that genre, talk about what makes it so great. Why is that R&B stuff from the 70s and the 60s so great?
I think, you know, the feel, the freshness, as far as the Motown goes, you had the Funk Brothers, you know, the studio band at Motown.
Yeah.
These guys, they all played together on everybody's record. It couldn't find a tighter band. They would just, you know, come up with things. People would come in with a song, and they would make it a song.
Yeah.
You know, they pretty much come up with the hooks and everything. But just, I think, the groove. You can't listen to some, you know, like a Motown or an R&B thing without moving some part of your body,
right,
you know.
Right,
and, absolutely. Yeah, it just makes you feel good. And usually, you know, the sections, as far as the horn sections of that, are either doing some really beautiful harmonies, or they're doing some really nice, you know, really crisp horn stabs that are just like making the rhythm pop.
Right.
And so to me, that was the attraction with that.
All right.
Music. It just, you know, it just makes you feel good, and you get to do, you know, nice harmonies and become part of the rhythm section and really make it pop. And
Well, we really love that kind of music. We celebrate it every Friday on the show. John, hang on, okay? Lindsay, hang on. Okay, guys, hold on a second, and we are talking with Lindsay Cochran and John Bowes, who are part of Great Moments in Vinyl. This Friday night, they'll be performing Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and Wish You Were Here at Martyrs, 3855 North Lincoln Avenue. You can go to greatmomentsinvinyl.com for more information, and we're going to come back and talk more and tell you all about some stories about Pink Floyd and all the other cool stuff that's going to be happening. And we'll take a break and come back with more right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and that was a clip from rehearsal for Great Moments in Vinyl. They are performing Dark Side of the Moon, and what you just heard was there's Have a Cigar, of course, from Wish You Were Here. And joining me is Lindsay Cochran and John Bowes of Great Moments in Vinyl, and let's welcome Lindsay back. I think we lost. Did we lose John? I think we lost John. We'll get him back. Lindsay, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be here. You know, you talk about that's a rehearsal clip. I should say that's a rehearsal clip from my iPhone, of all things.
Oh, is that right?
Just sitting there. Yeah, that's the other problem. Well, I want to take these videos and shoot these little audio clips when we're rehearsing, but I got to play the bass, too. So, so it's my iPhone wedged between my knees trying to record this stuff, you know, so... We're not talking high fidelity here.
No, but that's just it's rehearsal stuff. You guys are going to sound great, obviously. Tell us about who the other musicians. We know that John is part of it. Who else is going to be part of it? I mentioned Rachel.
Yeah, indeed. We have Rachel Drew doing some of the vocals. Leading the way is a guy who worked with us on the Allman Brothers Show and our Jimi Hendrix Show, Bill Grady, a young musician in town who's been turning a lot of heads lately. He's amazing on the guitar.
He is unbelievable on the guitar.
And his vocals, too, have a maturity to them that you know, just don't fit his ears. But he's amazing on vocals and guitar, so he's kind of leading the way with this thing. An old favorite of Great Moments in Vinyl, Richard Pattengill, is back playing guitar. And we've got two incredible keyboard players. Any superlative you want to put in front of any of these band members' names will work. Astonishing, amazing, incredible. We've got Jim Ryan playing piano and doing some of the lead vocals, and he'll also be doing some of the speech. There's a little talking bit.
Yeah.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the lunatic laughter, by the way.
Oh, are you?
He's going to be doing a lot of the talking. And then another keyboard player. Richard Wright's keyboard parts had to be split up between Jim Ryan on piano and then Scott Stevenson on synth and organ.
Mm.
And Scott is just amazing. We just, a guitarist I'd worked with in another group, Scott Tipping, had recommended Scott Stevenson. I contacted him and said, hey, we need a keyboard player. Can you tell me someone? So Scott shows up at the first rehearsal. We do the song Welcome to the Machine, which you know is a lot of synthesizer bleeps and blops.
Yeah.
And he just basically plays the whole thing. You know, I thought I was going to have to do the little boom, bump, boom, bump,
yeah,
you know, to supply the bass or have to supplement some other sounds, but he just sat there and did the whole song. So,
amazing.
Oh, my gosh. There I am so fortunate.
Yeah, great stuff. John is back. Hey, John, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hey, so what is your thought? What are your thoughts on Pink Floyd, John? Were you a fan before?
I knew them kind of tangentially. I knew, you know, some of the hits. Of course, I own Dark Side of the Moon. I don't know many people don't.
No, yeah. That's
it's required.
No, yeah, that's one of those albums that, you know, if you don't own, the FBI can throw you in jail. That's, yeah.
So I knew them from that. I can't say I'm a hardcore fan, but what happens, as does in many of the Great Moments shows, and that's one of the things I enjoy most about being associated with this group, is that you do these albums and it might be somebody you kind of filed away mentally. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I know they're there, but whatever. You know?
Right,
and
right.
You take it out, and you start working on it, and you start looking at it in a way you never really looked at it before. You start examining it. You go for all the detail, and you start to notice, like, oh, my God, there is so much detail in this album that I never really appreciated. So it happens with every band we do. I get a renewed appreciation of the artist. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're going to have a blast doing it. Lindsay, care to tell us a story or two about Floyd and you know, some of the stuff that you're going to talk about at the show?
You know, I just want to echo what John said. As I study these albums, there's things I realize and learn and say, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize that about this band. Like with Dark Side of the Moon, the album, it's like, where did they get the idea to put this together? And apparently it was just a thought that was growing as time went along. I don't know if you're familiar with the album. I want to say the studio album, the album that was put together to be an album that preceded it. There was a soundtrack album between these two, but the album Metal,
yeah,
by Pink Floyd.
One of my favorite Floyd albums. Yeah.
And there's that long song Echoes,
yep, like
the entire side two of that album. And David Gilmour was saying that, you know, it took a while before any of us started turning out songs that we thought were good. And he said that he supposed that their confidence to move away from being out there came over time. They were growing into filling that Sid Barrett vacuum after Sid Barrett had left the band. Richard Wright says that he thinks that they found their feet with the album Dark Side of the Moon. I think we found we can do this without Sid. And then Roger Waters sums it up and says, all of that work, everything that we did there on Metal, I look upon really as serving our apprenticeship, you know, before we could actually say, right, now we're ready, put on your apron, we're going to make Dark Side of the Moon. We learned how to use our chisels, and we'll do it properly this time.
Now, there you go. Well, listen, it sounds like a great gig. Now, John, I always ask musicians who are on the show two basic questions. What was the first album you ever bought?
The first album I bought was Iron Butterfly's Inagata De Vida.
Oh, there you go. Talking about long songs. All right. And then the first concert you ever saw?
It was Chicago at the Toledo Sports Arena.
There you go. All right. John, nice to meet you. Have a great gig on Friday. Lindsay, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Absolutely. Lindsay Cochran and John Bowes of Great Moments in Vinyl. Check it out. They're going to be performing Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, Wish You Were Here, at Martyrs on Friday night, which is a great room. Again, thank you guys so much. Talk to you soon, okay?
Take care.
Okay, see you later. There you go. Go check them out. GreatMomentsInVinyl.com is the website. We have a link on our Facebook page. And, I mean, Lindsay is a great guy, and he gets some of the best musicians in this city to play these great albums. So check it out this Friday night at Martyrs. All right, we'll be back right after this.